Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. It's all around us in Ventura County, acres of strawberries, citrus, and avocado orchards. But have you ever thought of the professional opportunities in agriculture, farming, and farm-dependent businesses provide an estimated 43,000 jobs in Ventura County, and that generates $2.2 billion in revenue and $76 million in direct business taxes annually? Here to talk about career pathways in agriculture are Laura Martinez, Director, Human Resources, Ventura Pacific Company, and WDB member. Also, Rosa Serrato, Director, Talent Strategies, Writer Affiliated Companies, and WDB member. Great to have you in this morning. Thank you for
great
coming.
Great to be here. Thank
it's
you.
Wonderful, because around here, it's all like, I live in Fillmore, so I drive by stuff that's growing.
Yeah.
Not to get too technical on you, but when you're on the 126 and you smell those peppers, it's amazing. You're way up on this freeway and you're driving along, zooming at, like, what am I doing? 45, 50. I'm a madman. And you smell the peppers. It's just incredible. And Old Telegraph going by the oranges and all of that. It's really an amazing thing that we have here in county. So we need to know more about this, and also how can we perhaps make a career of it. So let's start with Rosa. What are the ag-related career opportunities being most overlooked in Ventura County? Because I think from a point of view of us just driving by, we say, well, there's obviously the harvesting of it, which we see in front of us all the time, but what other things are available to people, you know, youngsters who might be looking in high school towards a university education? What should they aim at?
Well, as you mentioned, ag is greatly overlooked for professional careers. And often when we go to career fairs and we have students come by our table, they are surprised by so many different opportunities that we have. So if you take, for example, our company, we have multiple professional careers, both entry level and career level. It's, you know, blending of outside and inside professional roles. And if we go into the field, we have ranch managers, production managers, agronomists. We also have safety professionals that are out there in the fields making sure that, you know, there's preventative measures for injuries. And then if we look inside our organization, we have finance, we have HR, we have different roles within the organization of in payroll that have to make sure that we work together to make the company work well.
For a lot of people, I think they forget about the fact that you don't just plant stuff.
No.
Like we're citrus, we're this. You've got to look at how much money is this going to make. Mm-hmm. I was talking to people about the eucalyptus trees, mm-hmm. and they're saying, why aren't there as many eucalyptus trees? Well, apparently mm-hmm. because we've gone to row cropping, mm-hmm. you don't need the big blocks anymore, and mm-hmm. the eucalyptus trees take up real estate, mm-hmm. which can also be planted on. So all of these things in the land management and mm-hmm. From insects
yes.
to cold, heat, the lack of water. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of complications that mm-hmm. go into this field, and mm-hmm. it literally makes it a wide range from engineering mm-hmm. to agriculture mm-hmm. and on out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really amazing when you look at this and you just say, how much is an acre foot of water? How much water does it take to make an avocado?
Yeah.
You know, this is really a complex series of events just
yes.
for us to walk down the aisle at Ralph's yeah. or Whole Foods and yeah. say, oh, I'll take that pear.
Yes.
You know, it's pretty big stuff. So what can somebody do if we're looking at running a business and a business of agriculture? The idea of going to university, is this some mentoring programs? What would a student or a youngster do in this area? Because it seems like mentoring would be a huge possibility with everything that we have available to us.
Yes. Yeah, so, well, for instance, our organization, we have an internship program, and we also have Harvest Academy, and it's a program that we've implemented, and it's where we invite students, high school and college students, to come out and learn about ag, but also harvest with our production teams. And it's giving them an opportunity to build those mentorship relationships, as well as our internship program also leads to sometimes having those mentorship ongoing relationships, but also a potential pipeline for us for future openings.
So, Laura, let's go a little deeper into this on the skill level and interest. that'll translate well into an ag-related career. What should kids be looking at? And we have kids freshmen in high school that start to pile up certain classes and things to make them look better and better as they're going. So what should we be looking at to concentrate on?
Well, the agriculture industry is just like any other business. We welcome individuals with business skills, finance and accounting skills, sales experience, human resource economics, and technology skills. Now, agriculture technologies are constantly evolving to help improve productivity. With new technology comes a need for job seekers with the right education and technology skills, and it's a growing area for ag. So for students, you know, in this generation, they're technology-based. So anything that they can take in school, in the colleges and the universities here in California, it's a great area for them to go into. And that's helpful for the ag industry because we're growing in the technology area.
And the funny thing is, it is literally right here.
Yes.
You know, you don't go anywhere. You stay in beautiful Ventura County.
That's right.
You enjoy stuff here. You get to work outdoors a lot, I'm guessing.
Right.
You know, for the most part.
You can both, either inside or or outside.
And just see what's happening here. Let's talk about STEM, Rosa. Mm-hmm. And we have science, technology, engineering, mathematics. I think it should be STEAM with science, technology, engineering, agriculture.
I agree.
And mathematics. So we could add the A in here and it would work out really,
like
really nicely.
Yes.
What are we doing with STEM?
So I agree with you with them. When I think about STEM, I think about STEAM to add the ag in there. Because with agriculture, there's a lot of soil sciences and agronomy that is needed in our industry, and it's a critical component for our sector. And this will help us grow and continue growing many careers in that area. For instance, more farmers are moving towards precision irrigation systems. And when I talk about that, I'm talking about possibly substrate farming, which is, you know, growing plants in pots and then having irrigation, precise irrigation methods to, you know, measure the water content in the plant, but also reuse the drained water, and that way nothing goes to waste. And with that, we need, you know, those employees that have that expertise with growing in that ag sciences.
And when you're dealing with these huge areas, when you have anything from a sprinkler to whatever other system, obviously just by the nature of it, there's going to be waste. But if you do it that way, not so much. Mm-hmm. I'm looking here at drone technology in agriculture. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that has really jumped up in the world. People who can use the drones to look at the crops and perhaps be a way of managing waste and also the health of the crops without running up and down every aisle of orchard. You can just drone around.
Absolutely. It saves people walking distance and they can really get close to the crops.
So this is a fascinating area that we should all be involved with the agriculture bringing in so much money and so many opportunities for us. Laura, if someone wants to develop an agribusiness career path in Ventura County, how do they do it? What are some of the agencies that might help them out and build that career?
Sure. Someone can be new to the ag industry and start without industry experience, just like I did. I came into the ag industry with a very diversified skill set that I now use to successfully contribute to Ventura Pacific, a lemon packing house in Oxnard. Others can bring the same value to the agriculture industry with a variety of skills that are valuable to the industry. Most skills can transfer easily to the ag industry. Other ways individuals can develop a career path is through different programs or schools that provide training and education. This includes area colleges within the Ventura County Community College District, Ventura Adult Education and Continuing Education, and the Farm Bureau, just to name a few. There's a lot of, living in the Ventura County, there's a lot of different programs that are offered to students to go into the ag business.
Now, we touched it a little bit earlier. Let's really dig a little deeper on how people who are interested, especially the youngsters, in shadowing and turning and doing anything they can to be a part of that as early as possible, so by the time they get to university or by the time they get into their career, they actually have field experience. Best places to go.
Like Rosa mentioned, Ryder has some great programs that I read about, and they're great for young individuals, students. At Ventura Pacific, we're actually creating an internship to bring in some of those high school students or Ventura or the community college to work with us so that they can get a feeling of what the ag is all about and then get excited so they actually elect a track in school to continue the ag education.
So why did you two pick agriculture? Is that where you started out? Was that a goal as a youngster, or did you find your way into it? How did you, each one of you get into this business?
I did not start my professional career in ag. I started in HR, but I always wanted to be in human resources. But I did grow up in agriculture. I'm part of a migrant family, and so with that, I have the experience of being out in the orchards and fields. But I always knew that I wanted to be part of a company where I can contribute and have a passion for what the company does and align myself to those values. And I believe that with all my gained experience throughout life, not just career-wise, but through my upbringing, has brought me to where I'm at with Ryder-affiliated companies where I can contribute those experiences and really add value.
And I'm thinking with both of you telling people about this, it seems so funny because it's right here in our face. Mm-hmm. But we have to suggest to people and encourage them to aim towards mm-hmm. this. I know up in San Luis, mm-hmm. the college up there is a great like ag-based college, and there's mm-hmm. a few of those. But I wonder if you pulled a lot of kids here, and not that they don't want to mm-hmm. do it, they mm-hmm. just don't think of it. And maybe it's because we're too close to it.
Yeah. And it's important also to have the exposure mm-hmm. and the marketing mm-hmm. To do, like Rosa said, job fairs or even going to the schools and talking about it. Mm-hmm. That's something that maybe mm-hmm. you and I can team up and do.
Yes. And I think with a lot of people talking about organics that I touched on earlier and mm-hmm. the different ways of farming and providing everything that is available to us here, and everybody going veggie, we're going to need more. We're going to need more of that.
Absolutely.
With these, what do they call them, flexitarians?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, flexitarian.
Something else.
Yeah, exactly. Flexitarian is somebody who's majoring more in vegetables these days. Anything you want to close with to tell people more about what they can do to really encourage the folks, especially the parents out there that might be listening and aiming their kids towards that career? What would you like to close with?
Well, I like to close with saying that, prior to coming to the ag industry, I didn't really know a whole lot about it. But now that I'm in it, it's an exciting industry to be in because ag feeds the world. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people now are very attracted to that, and it brings some interest to the ag industry. And I think that that is something that we can continue growing and marketing to those individuals that say, I don't have ag industry, so maybe I don't have a good chance. Mm-hmm. But Rosa and I are here to say that we didn't have ag industry before these companies, mm-hmm. and we do now, and we're contributing, with everything that we have learned in either corporate world or private sector. There's a lot of opportunities in the ag industry.
And everybody, all students should take advantage.
Yes. Every student.
And when you think about ag, it's not just, the production side. There's also the inside roles that really are the support system of the organization. So it's a well mix of different opportunities out there, and it's a thriving industry. There's always a lot of opportunity.
And when you look at California, we provide so mm-hmm. much food for the entire planet. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming in this morning. Go to agexplorer.com to start matching your interests with exciting ag careers. The site also outlines the salary range and education needed for each job. And if you're interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing our future workforce, visit workforceventuracounty.org. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really do appreciate it here.
Thank you very much.
We are News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
It's 8:57 here at KVTA.